Parshas Vayetze. Okay, I'm home. Wow, there was a lot of traffic. Mommy's unpacking the car. Fredel, please go outside and help her. Okay, thank you. Baruch, did you put everything on the blech the way Mommy told you?
Yes, Ta.
Irwin, did you clean up your room?
Yes, Ta. It's all clean.
Good, good. Okay, how's the Shabbos table? Is it set? Who bought those beautiful flowers?
I did, Ta.
Wow. This is really beautiful. What a special Shabbos treat.
We were waiting for you and Mommy to come home, and somebody was selling flowers on the corner, so I ran to buy it.
Running to do a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to run on Erev Shabbos. Beautiful, Yitzchak. I'm proud of you. By the way, where did you get the money to buy the flowers? I don't remember leaving you any money. Yitzchak, where did you get the money to buy these flowers?
Well, Tal, your other jacket was hanging in the closet, and I looked in the pocket. I mean, really, I was just looking for a pen. But then I heard some of the change, like, you know, jingling, and I just was curious to see how much change there was, and I saw a few single dollars, and then I heard the person selling flowers, so I thought that you would really want me to do it.
Yitzchak. In other words, that was Geneva.
But, Ta, I...
That is called not being honest.
But I bought it for Shabbos.
Now here is where the Yetzer Hara comes with all of his color, and he convinces us, or tries to convince us, to do mitzvahs by stealing or stepping on someone else. That's the Yetzer Hara's trick, you know. And I want to tell you something. That mitzvah is not a mitzvah. Do you know something, Yitzchak?
What?
The Vilna Gaon says, if you can build a whole Beis HaMedrash, and there was not one screw over there, there was a stolen screw, not one pipe, not one brick, that was dishonest, if all the workers were paid on time, it would be impossible not to have kavana during davening when you daven in such a Beis HaMedrash.
Wow.
Unfortunately, we're still waiting for such a Beis HaMedrash to be built. Don't you understand?
But, I once heard that when you honor Shabbos, it helps you learn better.
Reuven went out to honor his mother. He brought her flowers.
And I know Yisachar was born. And Yisachar were the heads of the Beis Din. They were able to figure out how to be Mekadesh Techaydesh, the most complicated calculations. They were really the symbol of learning Torah.
And you know what kind of flowers Reuven brought?
That he bought at the corner?
No. Vayelech Reuven bimei ktzir chitim, Rashi says. He waited to gather the kinds of flowers that were available that no one owns. Because Torah doesn't come out of Geneva. Come, it's late for shul, but Friday night by the table, I want to share a story with you.
Your Majesty, did you call me?
Yes, I did.
I have arrived.
It's about time. I called you over an hour ago.
But Your Majesty, when you call me, I felt I had to put on clothes, which is worthy of...
Oh! Next time I call you, just come.
I was in my pajamas with pictures of teddy bears all over it.
Listen to me. I have something which bothers me very, very much.
You also have pajamas with teddy bears?
No! Listen to me, and don't interrupt. You know that I have no one to inherit the throne. There's no one to take over. This bothers me to no end. I have no children. What do you suggest?
Who should take over the throne?
I need someone intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Someone powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Someone handsome.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
Who?
Me.
Oh! Give me an idea. I want to pick a child. I want to raise a child. Do you understand that?
Oh, no problem. I'll go out and fetch you a child.
No, no. I don't just want any child. I want a child that is going to have royal blood in his veins.
Oh, I'll go get a thing to inject some blood.
No, no, that's not what I mean. It's a figure of speech. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Never mind. Give me away.
Oh, you want someone who's honest. That's the most important thing.
Excellent. How can I test honesty, even in small children? Ah, I have it. I have an idea. Do you want to hear it?
No.
What do you mean no?
Because I want you to hear my idea.
Oh, stop it. Listen to me. I want you to go out and purchase seeds.
Seeds? Like pumpkin seeds?
No, no, no. Seeds that you plant in the ground.
Oh.
I want you to call in all the children from the entire town.
Oh, it's going to be pretty noisy over here. I better hide my pajamas with the teddy bears. They may take it.
Listen to me. You are to give out the seeds to each of these children, and you are to make the following announcement.
I will make that announcement.
Good.
But what should I announce?
Never mind. First call all the children in.
But they're not going to want to come. They're playing. They're in the middle of...
Well, figure out a way to get them in.
Hear ye, hear ye. His Majesty the King has hereby announced that whoever comes right now into the royal throne room is going to enter into a raffle to win an electric scooter. And being that electricity wasn't even invented yet, that's a pretty good thing to win. Quiet! His Majesty the King shall now make an announcement.
My dear children, as you all know, I am looking for someone to take over the reins of my kingdom. That child has to be capable, talented. He has to be ambitious.
Why don't you just pick me?
Quiet. And this is the test. I want all of you children to line up over here. My prime minister and his aides and his helpers are going to be giving out exactly 9,986 seeds. And if you plant these seeds correctly and you know how to do it, it shall produce the most glorious, majestic, beautiful flowers that will lighten up my kingdom. The child who brings back the nicest flower planted from these seeds, he will earn the title as crown prince and heir to the throne. But one more thing. The deadline for this contest is in exactly 2 weeks. You are dismissed.
Did you plant your seeds yet? I tried, but it's only 2 weeks. All that came out is just a little bit of seaweed. Did you plant your seeds yet? I also tried, but it's just not going to be. No flower grows so fast. What are we going to do? Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to the flower store at the corner, and I'm going to buy myself one of the nicest bouquets I've ever seen. And where are you going to get the money for it? I've saved it up. But that's lying. Well, the king said he wants someone who's smart, so I'll be smart. I'm going to do the same thing. Me too.
Your Majesty, the 2 weeks are over. The children have all returned. There are so many flowers over here. Achoo! I think I have rose fever. Achoo! I think I have tulip fever. Achoo!
There are no more flowers in this room. What are you sneezing about now?
I think I'm allergic to... never mind.
Tell all of the children to line up. I will come out and inspect their flowers.
Okay, all you children. You are to line up over here in the royal garden. Half of you on one side of the road, the other half of you on the other side of the road, and the third half at the end. Whatever. His Majesty will soon come by and say all of your flowers.
There's no question about it. Mine is the nicest. Yours is the nicest. Why, I bought mine in the most exquisite flower store in all of the country. Shh, don't say it so loud. Hey, look at that kid over there. Look at what he has. What's that? Well, this is all that grew when I planted my seeds. Just this little bit of, like, seaweed or grass or something. You're going to show that to the king? Aren't you embarrassed? Where did you get all your flowers from? Well, that's for us to know. Those of us that are smart, ambitious, courageous, some of us who just got a little bit of brains up here, we know how to do it. I don't even know why you're bothering standing over here. You think the king is going to pick your little bit of grass over our beautiful bouquets?
Hear ye, His Majesty the King has arrived!
Let's go get into straight line!
Well, well, well. I see many, many beautiful flowers over here. Amazing! Come here, young man.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Where did you get these flowers from?
From those seeds that you gave me.
Really? And after 2 weeks, such a mature, beautiful bouquet sprang forth?
Well, Your Majesty, you know, those seeds were very special seeds.
So you just put them into your earth, and after 2 weeks this came forth?
Well, I mixed them with some special ingredients.
Oh, really? What kind of special ingredients?
Oh, a little bit of mayonnaise, and mustard, and pistachio ice cream.
How interesting. And you, where did you get those flowers from? They seem quite big for 2 weeks.
Your Majesty, I planted them together with, you know, some other flowers. I know so we have these Jewish neighbors, and I took some chullant from them, which is mighty powerful, and placed it inside, and things grow very quickly.
Really? I see. And you, little boy, all the way at the end of the line, come forward. Hold up what you have.
Your Majesty, I don't know all these tricks. All I know is if His Majesty gives me seeds to plant, I just plant them. And this is what came forth.
And you know what else has just come forth? The new heir to the throne!
But Your Majesty, his flowers are like pathetic. They look sickly. They look like they can use a vacation for 6 weeks.
Don't you understand? This young boy is the only one who is honest. When I say ambitious, and I say courageous, I mean someone who's honest and ambitious. Honest and courageous. He is the one. And only he can lead this country. My dear Kinderloch, do you understand this, Marshal? The Rabbeinu Shalalem wants us to honor Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Shalalem wants us to honor him with all of the mitzvahs. But the Rabbeinu Shalalem doesn't necessarily want the nicest flower. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants the nicest flower that we can produce with the seed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The seed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us means what we have honestly. If you take something that's not yours, you may have big, big, huge flowers. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for when he says, V'hanchileinu Hashem Elokeinu, and he bequeaths to us and allows us to inherit his beautiful Shabbos.